topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Clearwater's Healthcare Defender Interviews. I'm Lauren Frickle. I'm part of the marketing team here at Clearwater. And today I'm here with healthcare defender Katie Bertrand. Hey, Katie, how's it going?
I'm doing good. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for being here. Just to get us started, Katie, please tell us about your role here at Clearwater, both your specialty in privacy and the type of healthcare organizations that you support.
I am the manager of privacy and compliance services here at Clearwater. I've been here for 5 years, a little over 5 years. In our department, we support all of the healthcare verticals. So hospital, health systems, physician practices, business associates. We've done some work with it in the digital health space as well. We support all of our healthcare providers, healthcare partners.
Okay, very cool. So happy to have a Clearwater privacy expert on this series. We've been really focused on the cybersecurity side of the house. And I know privacy is your passion, Katie. Tell us a little how you got into privacy and how you chose to focus your profession in healthcare.
So I've been doing data privacy for probably the last, I'm going to date myself here, but probably for the last 15 years. I started off as a HIPAA compliance officer at a health system, and also worked in as a privacy officer for a lab and pharmacy national system. And from there came here to Clearwater and have been spending the last few years helping our clients implement and develop or build their privacy programs and make them stronger. I personally enjoy seeing our healthcare providers grow their programs. I have some clients that I've worked with for the last 5 years, and I've seen them build really strong privacy program in which they're able to prevent issues from happening, also identify issues before they become big breach problems in which, you know, having to deal with any sort of regulatory requirements. So that's how I sort of came to this role, and some background on me.
Great. Thank you. And I know just in terms of the media within the past couple of years, even privacy for healthcare organizations is really under the microscope. So I wanted to ask you, Katie, what is the best part of your job?
Well, I have two parts. One part is I really enjoy, particularly when you're working in different jurisdictions for data privacy, helping organizations identify those things that they need to address. So, for example, here in the U.S., particularly in the healthcare space, we, of course, are very familiar with HIPAA privacy. But, you know, states have been passing laws over the last couple of years. We now have 12 states that have data privacy law. And in some cases, depending on what state you're in, it could apply to the healthcare organization in addition to HIPAA. So not just health information, but other data as well. And so I really enjoy helping organizations identify if that is in fact the case. And then if so, helping them build, how are we going to do this across the two different requirements? But I think the other part of what I really like about my job is, as I mentioned previously, is I've worked with some clients over the last 5 years and been able to watch them really grow and understand HIPAA requirements at a different level. And, you know, taking something from a very beginning level, an entry level, into something that's really robust and proactive as far as data privacy. So, you know, I was a part of that. So that's always really exciting to me.
Oh, that's great to hear, Katie. What would you say is your word of advice for young people or anybody looking to start out in a career focused on privacy in healthcare?
That's an interesting question. I think that any sort of degree or education perspective, doing something in the healthcare compliance space or getting an education in the healthcare compliance space is ideal. I think that there may perhaps at some point be some sort of education that is specifically tailored to data privacy. but I think at the moment, healthcare compliance is a good route to take. I would also encourage young people to look at certifications, particularly in the healthcare space. If you're looking at getting certified, HCCA has a couple of certifications that a lot of healthcare providers would look for in, if you're looking for jobs from an employment perspective. Looking for the healthcare compliance certification and also certification in healthcare privacy.
That is wonderful advice and some great resources to kind of turn folks on to. Well, Katie, that is everything for today. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing just your perspective and a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Lauren.
And thanks for checking out today's healthcare defender, Katie Bertrand. I hope you enjoyed our quick interview. If you're listening, make sure to keep an eye out on Clearwater's LinkedIn page as we feature healthcare defenders all month long in recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And make sure to like our posts and tag a healthcare defender you know in the comments. Thanks again. Have a great day.